biggest thanks really to the coaches. They are so busy this time of year for them to come out and spend some time with us and, you know, get a little food and drink, but still, they're busy. So we appreciate their time and their patience. Man, you guys all came rolling in at 6 o'clock, and then you had to patiently wait your turn. So, Mike Elder, you were sitting there for a while.
I'll tell you what, they have some really good food here, so it's well worth it. I recommend the Brew Kettle.
I think that Mount Union Alumni Association was
meeting over there. I was going to say, you know, it was kind of like Coach Karras's player reunion party over there or something.
Yeah, you know, Matt Kostelnik, we got to catch up with each other the other day, and I'm really excited for him and his opportunity now at Avon Lake. And, you know, Coach Karras and the people he's put in high school football, college football, it's crazy, but if you've been around that man, you'd understand why he's had such an influence. He's phenomenal and a guy that I have a great deal of respect for.
Well, here we go at Avon. Another target on the back. It may not be on that shirt that you're wearing, but everybody's talking Avon Eagle football. But I'm sure you relish that. Hey, you'd rather have the expectations and the bar be set high, correct?
Yeah, you know, last year we had a great regular season. We went 10-0 in what I believe to be one of the toughest conferences in the entire state. And then in the second season, which is how we always look at it, it's two separate seasons, it was a disappointment. We lost in the first round, and a lot of people looked at you like, hey, what happened? And I reminded everybody in our community, we've been pretty successful, and that other teams and other programs work hard too. They practice too. And your past success has no bearing on the future. And our kids understand that, and I really like this team I'm coaching right now. I'm a lot of fun with them, and, you know, they'll be competitive every week. Who knows how many wins that will yield, but I know one thing, our kids are making our tradition and our program proud right now.
Well, sometimes a tough loss, it can sting, especially to close out a year. But it can also make you do a couple extra reps or run an extra lap or two. Did you find that it fueled your returnees?
Yeah, you know, I think our expectations are expectation. But bottom line, yeah, I mean, there was stuff up in, you know, in the weight room, and 27-26 is still on our scoreboard every single time we turn it on. So there's a constant reminder there. And it's not necessarily just because it was our rival who beat us. It's just because, obviously, when you set your goals so high and you don't achieve them and you fall short, that's motivation. Sometimes you have to take a step back to take a step forward. And we're excited about next season. But I can promise you, last year's 10-0 season is something I'll relish forever, specifically in the Southwest Conference. I mean, that's an accomplishment in itself. And hopefully next year, if we're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, our second season will be better.
Mike, one of the things that I saw some interviews with your kids, and they all talked about playing with speed. Now, that's got to scare other coaches, because I've watched you guys play for a number of years, and I think one of the things that impresses me most about your teams is they always play with great speed and great tempo. And is that something that has come from the coaching staff, or is that something that's come from the kids? Because they really seem to emphasize that in some of the online interviews that I saw.
This is probably one of the fastest teams we've had statistically. If you look at our 40-yard dashes and you look at our pro agilities and you compare it to teams in the past, like, we're legitimately faster, not just tempo we're talking about, but we have a lot of speed on this football team. I believe skill-wise we're probably a little bit ahead of where we were a year ago. I like our skill, but we graduated 9 offensive and defensive linemen from a year ago, so players formations plays. I heard Matt Kostelnik talk about it. That's a Larry Karras deal, and we're going to obviously look at our players every single year at Avon and say, what are we good at? And we're not going to ask them to do things they're not good at. We're going to focus on the things they are good at and put them in positions to do those things.
You bring back a veteran quarterback, something a lot of those teams in the league don't do. I hear them talking a lot about defense. Sometimes we're talking a lot about defense because we don't want to put too much pressure on our quarterback. You bring back a veteran signal caller who's a pretty doggone good quarterback. How much farther ahead do you think that puts you, Mike?
Well, I think, you know, I looked last year when we went down to Maslin for our first scrimmage, and Matt Kelly, our senior, who we were expecting to play, who didn't even come back till week 2 because of injury, and then struggled with injuries all year long. Matt Kelly would have been a really good quarterback for us, but he just couldn't stay healthy. And when he was there, he did a great job. But as a result, Ryan Malloy, a sophomore, was asked to play a significant amount. And he grew up as the season went on, but night and day, watching him scrimmage 1, scrimmage 2 from a year ago where he was a baby and it was all going so fast. We're light years ahead of where we were a year ago. And Carson Gosselin, a senior for us, is pushing him for time. A kid that's really put in the work, did all the things he's asked to do. You think about what it takes for a kid to do that when you think you're going to be the backup. I'm really proud of Carson Gossam. We have two really good quarterbacks.
Mike, I want to ask you about your defense, because in this day and age of five wides and the turf fields and a lot of points and everything else, 10 games last year, regular season, 13.2 points per game. And you said you gave up 27 in the playoff game, but 13.2. Talk a little bit about defensive philosophy and how you build a defense like that in the days where it's like pinball football.
Well, statistically, you know, it was our best defense ever, and I think we did a great job playing defense last year without question, but it was also a product of what we did offensively a year ago. We've been a no-huddle, fast-tempo team, throwing the ball over the yard, winning shootouts, and last year we were a run-heavy team. You know, we had some big linemen up front led by Sam Jarek, who's at Northwestern right now. Jimmy McKenna was the left tackle on that team, and he's on his way to Purdue next year. So we've been blessed with some big guys, and we ran the ball. We shortened games, and we were in a lot of close football games. But that helps your defense. So sometimes, you know, I think teams' defense gets a bad rap, but based on what you do on offense, statistically will put them in a bad situation. So it was a combination of us getting better and what we did offensively.
Can you be that tough again, though, defensively this year? Do you have a strong unit?
I believe so. I don't think we'll be as good statistically only because we're going to be different offensively. We're more skilled, so we're going to go faster, and we're going to throw the ball around the yard and play to our strengths. As a result, there's going to be a lot more plays that the opposing offenses will get. But at the same time, I think the strength of our football team will definitely be on defense next year.
Mike, I got to ask you this. How does Florida happen?
Right.
And how do you keep that from being a distraction? Because you guys, again, it's a 10-team league. You guys come back week two, you're in a league game. Boy, that seems like an awful big task.
Yeah, you know, honestly, the way Florida happened was we were playing Strongsville. They dropped us. They found a game that they thought was better for them. We made some phone calls, tried to find some local games. There was none to be found. We wanted to play someone good. We contacted Steubenville. We contacted Dover. We contacted Glenville. We wanted to play a great opponent, and we couldn't find a game. So I said, why not? We have the ability in our community to raise some money and do some cool things. And when we, to our kids' credit, when we figured out that we were going to do this, we needed to find an opponent. And they said, look, Coach, we don't want to go there and play someone who's not good. So we're playing Merritt Island. It's right inside of Cape Canaveral. They've been in the playoffs 9 straight years. You got athletes, man. And they're really good. They have a storied tradition. So we're going down there. And to be honest with you, I'm not as concerned as I think everyone else thinks it's going to be a distraction. We're not going to put on Mickey Mouse ears and just go to Disney. We're going to go on a Wednesday. We fly out. And we get there. We get off the plane. We go straight to practice. That night, we go to Epcot. We have a dinner. We go to bed. We wake up the next morning, and it's game day. And we're going to go straight to a breakfast that they have for us. We're going to watch a movie, eat a pregame meal, and go play a football game. And then Friday morning, we have a team out of Chicago, South Elgin, who we're going to play in a JV game. On Friday morning, we're going to lift and do film like we normally do. Then we'll enjoy the parks. And then Saturday morning, we're going to get a practice in the morning, 2 hours for Olmsted Falls, triple option team that's hard to prepare for. And then we'll enjoy the parks, and we'll fly home Sunday. So I'm not worried about the distractions. Our kids understand that we're going to have fun, we're going to bond, but we're going to win a football game.
Before we let you go, SWC, you mentioned week two, Old Falls. You'll focus on them when the time comes. But how much joy, per se, did you see or did you have last year in seeing five teams out of that league make the playoffs? And just how rugged is that week in and week out?
I love it. I'm a competitor. I like great competition. Our players like that. This league is second to none. I mean, the coaching and the talent in the league, year in, year out, there is no off week. And, you know, a lot of people threw the West Shore Conference under the bus when we were there, and I think a lot of the teams in that league who moved over are doing very well for themselves. The difference between the two conferences is that there were some times in the West Shore Conference where we were going to get ready to play an opponent, and we'd be like, okay, we can build depth this week. And then you stay healthy because you're building depth. Our conference is a grind. You got to be lucky and good. Even if you go 10-0, if you have the wrong injuries or you're beat up come week 11, that's why I say they're two separate seasons. But it's going to be a dogfight every week. Four out of our first five opponents are playoff teams. Actually, five out of our first six opponents are playoff teams this year. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, no doubt. Well, enjoy your trip south.
Appreciate it.
And again, look forward to covering you, talking to you here in the 2017 season. It's always fun to talk Avon Eagle football.
I appreciate it, Tim. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. It's Mike Elder, the head coach of the Avon Eagles, as he joins us here at the table. Again, coming off that perfect 10-0 regular season last year, the number one ranking in the state of Ohio. And yet Tom Evans, as Mike was very upfront about. Boy, you lose to your rival. And he said not just it's your rival, but you lose in that first-round playoff game. That burns a little bit. I'm sure that's stuck in those kids' craws since the first weekend in November.
Well, and you talk about that, but the expectations are always runs. So, yeah, it's a tough loss. It's a tough loss to Avon Lake. But Avon Lake is one of those teams, and I get what Mike's talking about. I said sometimes people in the community take a whole lot for granted.
Yes.
And the playoffs and the runs that Avon Lake or that Avon has made in the playoffs, I think sometimes people get a little bit spoiled. So when things don't go the way they're saying, what happened? What happened? What happened was you played a pretty good football team, and anytime you're asked to beat a pretty good football team twice in the same season, that can be a monumental task. And I think Mike's kept that in perspective. I think his kids have kept that in perspective. And the bottom line is the odds of them running into somebody for the league are pretty great because it's a good league. Five teams get in last year. So the odds of them playing somebody from their league are pretty doggone high because they're all coming out of the same region.
Right, exactly. So they know each other pretty
Absolutely.
Well. There's some familiarity
There's
there.
There's no secrets.